In the summer of 1810, Waterloo was host to thousands of men. On one side you had Napoleon and Marshal Ney, on the other, Wellington and the Bug and Fleet. It mattered not if you were right or wrong, if you were weak or if you were strong, whether you did or did not belong, you just somehow got dragged along. Now the Irish general was full of confidence, but Napoleon looked very tense. The bloody battle was about to commence, although the outcome was of no consequence. When the order was given to attack Bonaparte, the Bug and the Fleet played the biggest part. For they hid inside the Duke's Wellington as he advanced on the forces of Napoleon. The Duke crossed the narrow COA bridge to attack, but was bombarded by the French artillery. Then Napoleon felt something crawling up his back, which sent him into a bit of a frenzy. The Duke then made his retreat, but it was just a pretense. To the Bug and Fleet, though, it made common sense, for the battle would be won or lost on negligence, because a soldier's wage was less than 10 pence. The French infantry then began to advance, but Bonaparte had already missed his best chance. The Bug and the Fleet had now penetrated his pants, and they sent Bonaparte into a breakdance. Napoleon had no adequate defense, which did not seem to make any sense. So Bonaparte was brought to his knees, and surrendered his French claret and cheese. Now on the island of Elbe, surrounded by the sea, Napoleon sat in the shade of a coconut tree, reliving the battles he fought that century, singing, "Viva Lee Bug, and Viva Lee Fleet."